I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. I love potato chips. My family enjoys barbecue flavor, sour cream and onion, regular kettle cooked, and for me, I always like salt and vinegar flavor chips. Makes me want to go grab a bag and start snacking. But have you ever experienced your favorite chips when they lost their flavor, their saltiness, their crunch? They taste awful and aren't that good any longer. You've looked forward to a great snack and have become aware of how bad it tasted. You would have been better off not snacking on stale chips. In Matthew 5:13, Jesus told his disciples that they were the salt of the earth. If you are a follower of Jesus, you are his disciple, and this is true of you as well. You and I, as followers of Jesus, are the salt of the earth. What did Jesus mean by this? What does he mean to be salt? The New Bible Commentary states, quote, "This distinctiveness which makes them the object of persecution is then illustrated by the two images of salt and light. Each is essential but has its necessary effect on its environment only if it is both distinctive from it and yet fully involved in it. So disciples must function in society as an alternative and challenging community. It is by their visible goodness that they will bring glory to the God who has made them so." End quote. To be salt, then, means that I am living as Jesus Christ wants me to live in such a way that it is in stark contrast to how those without Christ are living. It's deeper than that. It means to be salt, I bring Christ's flavor or seasoning to the earth. Think of it this way. You and I are God's special spice that brings His goodness in the earth. What a privilege! What an awesome responsibility! How can I be salty so that others will want to know Jesus? I think the answer is to be more loving like Jesus. If you read about how Jesus interacted with others, I believe He received people where they were, but challenged them not to remain the way they were. He challenged them to go deeper in relationship with God, to go deeper in relationship with Him. He wanted His followers not to lose their effectiveness, but to become more effective in their faith. Jesus gave a warning as well in that same verse. But if salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. The New Testament Expositor's Bible Commentary states it this way, quote, "The question, how can it be made salty again, is not meant to have an answer. The point is that if Jesus' disciples are to act as a preservative in the world by conforming to kingdom norms, they can discharge this function only by retaining their own virtue." End quote. This commentator states that we are to live as a preservative in the world by allowing God to build His kingdom in us and through us. This is only done by knowing Jesus and being filled with His Holy Spirit. So, how salty are you? Has your effectiveness as God's preservative been increasing? Are people enjoying being around you because you give off the fragrance of Christ? Don't allow the things of this world, the chaos of life, to rob you or take away your effectiveness. Let's be salty for Christ. Father, we pray that You will fill us with Your Spirit in such a way that we'll continue to be Your salt in the earth. Help our lives be effective for Jesus. Thank You for the privilege to represent You in this world. In Jesus' name, amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.